There's also a very dramatic picture of the flying bomb here, tipping the wing of an English plane.
Yes, the flying bombs didn't start until D-Day, after D-Day, about a week or so after D-Day. And we got quite a lot over Crawley, but not as many perhaps as I had over the Kentish coast, but we still had quite a lot come over. And this particular day, it was daylight, and I heard it coming in the distance, being followed by one of our fighter planes. And as it got immediately above me, the fighter plane, which was probably a Typhoon or a Tempest, tipped the wing of the V1, and as it did so, it just spiraled straight down. And I thought it was going to come straight down to where we were, but it landed about 300 or 400 yards away, and the blast blew out all the windows in the high street for quite a distance around. Because those type of bombs, as it hit the ground, they exploded, rather than a slight ordinary bombs had a detonator which didn't go off immediately, but it went off seconds or two after it hit the ground. So there was a terrific blast from these type of bombs.
Because it was immediate upon impact.
It is. As it hit the ground, it went.
Yes.
But only a week or so after that, when I was at home one night, we heard one coming, and the engine stopped, and then I just waited for the bang, because we thought it was going to hit us somewhere near, and there was a very almighty rushing sort of air sound, and dead silence again. And it turned out that the doodlebug had made a perfect 3-point landing across this ploughed field, skidded right across, and the wing of it hit the railings of the fencing on the side of the allotments, spun it round, and it was totally intact. And as far as I know, that was the first V1 that they got intact to find out the workings of it. Yes,
that's interesting.